Why APIs are fundamental to your business. To explain why APIs must be in your digital strategy's top three priorities, I'm going to start by explaining what an API is. I'll then elaborate on why business leaders must understand the critical business implications of APIs, and conclude by discussing the consequences of ignoring these recommendations. What is an API and how does it work? API stands for Application Programming Interface. I am sure you've understood immediately what it means. I am joking, even for experts, it is still an inaccurate expression. Let me try differently. An API is simply the component of an application that gives it the ability to hear and talk with another application. We refer to the term programming interface because an information technology developer can interact with the application by making use of its API. The program is a sequence of interactions written by the developer in the application source code. Are you still with me? Good. Here is an example. When an application needs to retrieve data from another application, it exchanges information through the API. If your Instagram mobile application on your Samsung or iPhone needs to get your profile information, the mobile app will ask the Instagram IT system, hosted in a cloud somewhere on the internet, "Get me the profile of user A. Yannick Huchard." From its API, the Instagram IT system will hear the Instagram mobile application request, then identify the request, and finally respond with some piece of data having a meaningful structure. Imagine you have an API that returns user information. You get an object that might look like code to many, but in fact, it's a well-organized set of keys associated with their value. In our sample data, there's a top-level key called user, which holds an object containing multiple pieces of data related to a specific user. Let's have a look. We start with the ID. It is a unique identifier representing the user. It takes the expression of a large number or a universally unique identifier. Then, the data point full name tells us that the user's full name is Yannick Huchard. Additionally, username holds the Instagram user's handle, which in this case is Yannick Huchard. Finally, profile picture is associated here, pointing to where you can find the user's profile picture on the internet. In essence, this object is a concise and structured way to deliver multiple data points about a user. Understanding its composition not only aids in data manipulation, but also sets the stage for more complex operations you might need to perform when integrating with various services via APIs. This is simply the language spoken by applications. In information technology, we call this data description format JSON. Like human languages such as English or French, JSON is one of many languages. Yes, we humans created the same cultural complexity for applications. In case you are wondering what the IT equivalent of air vibration would be, I mean the voice in human-to-human communication, it is called HTTPS. It is the protocol that runs the internet. You find it at the beginning of all websites. For instance, you find Google at https://www.google.com. In essence, ears and mouth are equal to API, voice is equal to HTTPS, and language is equal to JSON. How does the dialogue between two applications work exactly? The difference with humans is that you must be explicit in what you are asking and what you expect to receive. For example, if the Instagram mobile app asks for the delivery of a hamburger to the Instagram API, it will respond with an error stating it does not understand the demand. To be clear, it is not a problem of language, it is a problem of understanding. The Instagram API neither knows what the action deliver means nor what a hamburger concept is. Instead, if the Instagram mobile app sends the delivery request to Uber Eats API, then expect to receive a hamburger soon. By the way, the Instagram API will protect your data whenever someone other than you asks for them. When you log into the Instagram mobile app, a unique set of digital keys are fabricated by Instagram IT systems so that it identifies you each time you visit someone else's profile page, change your settings, update your profile, etc. For each action, the Instagram IT system checks if you are authorized to run them. Thus, if you seek to change President Barack Obama's profile, your attempt will immediately be rejected because your set of keys does not correspond to the identity of the president. And if you insist, the Instagram IT system may consider you a hacker. Think about it. Applications can neither visually nor orally recognize another application to identify them. The software has no form. Whereas humans identify people by looking at them, memorizing their physical traits, and associating other characteristics such as voice, movements, etc. IT systems use other digital mechanisms, like unique keys. If you'd like to know more about API security, look up public key infrastructure and JSON web token. Why business leaders must grasp the decisive nature of APIs. Having your application built with the ability to hear and talk connects your IT system to the rest of the world. Your differentiating business value and your know-how become reachable. Your company is part of the worldwide business and social ecosystem. It can contribute to the global economy of the ecosystem, or simply provide trustworthy information and actionable insights to providers and consumers. The key to success is seeing your enterprise enabling other companies to build their differentiating ideas and even innovate. It is thanks to the features you make available through an API. For instance, consider what happened with Google Maps. Companies like Uber or Postal Services can create new value-added services for people because Google has made geolocation capabilities publicly available, like search location, get an address, and locate my current position. Then, when you combine Google Maps API with the real-time traffic status API, you create a new API that can provide the capability to calculate travel time from one destination to another. See how powerful it gets? Providing a useful API makes you dependable and essential to other businesses. Now look, if you create value for people and if you enable companies to go faster and create new value for their customers, it means you have provided a relevant product. What I am going to say is very important. Your API is a product as a service. If you have to remember one and only one thing from this episode, it is this sentence. So I'm going to repeat it. Your API is a product as a service. If it is a product, then it can be sold. This is the business strategy companies like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and lately, OpenAI, have adopted. APIs are the foundational building blocks of their platforms. They even have marketplaces like AWS Marketplace, Shopify, or Etsy. This is the API economy. Your goal is to plug your offering into this economy. API is a means to automate, therefore scale, hence accelerate. The size of your company does not matter. A lot of startups are banking on this type of digital product. Let's talk about Stripe's success story. Stripe was a startup that solely focused on providing payments as a service via an API. Their customers were other companies, other startups, small and medium enterprises. Their strategy was specifically designed to engage developers at the entry point. Stripe's value was low-fee payment execution as a service. They grew from this unique selling proposition to become one of the main players in the fintech market. We are talking about the direct competition with PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa, which present the same features now, by the way. For your information, Stripe was created in 2011 by Patrick Collison and John Collison. The company is valued at $50 billion in 2023. What kinds of products can I provide as an API? Any kind of product, from physical goods to entire systems, as long as they can be commanded by information technologies. The cloud era started with two models. The first model is software as a service. A piece of software is made available from the internet. Some examples are Salesforce, MS365, Dropbox, or Twilio. Then, infrastructure or platform as a service. Data centers, servers, telephony, and workstations are leased. The players are Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and OVH. Nowadays, each of these product lines is commonly available as API. If you are looking for differentiating and innovative business models, here is the new breed of API products you will be looking for. Process as a service. An industry process is provided to automate a part of your activity. It is getting a lot of traction in RegTech, like governance.com, because common practices are defined by regulatory obligations. There is a variety of companies that automate customer due diligence or GDPR processes. I could say the same about sales, retail, or human resources. Data as a service. You will likely never start a business from scratch. You will reuse the available data out there. It could be YouTube data like my Booksphere team did for building LePlib. This is one of the most technologically advanced book prizes, and it uses YouTube API. Governments use reference data from a trusted source of truth, like Dun & Bradstreet API for business information validation. To be a trusted source in an industry is very valuable. For example, the Dun's number is trusted by Apple. Have you ever thought about a data supermarket? Just visit Data Hub. Algorithm as a service, where know-how can be made available. This is the next big thing. AI is starting to dominate this spot. But I believe there is a spot for high computational complexity algorithms, like fleet management systems like Waymo's autonomous driving technology and quantum computing. It is a nascent market with huge social and B2B potential. Autonomy as a service, merging the computing power of AI and the cognitive power of humans, gives a new dimension to your offering. This product line sublimates the power of the many. The value proposition resides in the provision of thought pieces of advice crafted from data, analytics, experiences, and decision cycles. Check out the holistic approach of Nantum OS in the building industry. But if APIs are products, who uses them? Who are API customers? You've probably guessed it already. Your customers will be other companies, IT development factories, contractors, and amateurs. Amateurs? Yes. Allow me to explain soon. Companies that have understood the importance of being in the API game know to the core that APIs boost your business significantly. So, they will want to try and then consume your offering in a standardized, secure, and reliable manner. This is even more impactful for businesses in the age of artificial intelligence. More specifically, generative AI is exponentially boosting productivity. Thus, the foundation of AI products relies on APIs fueling AI with high-quality structured data representing facts, events, business knowledge, and reference data. By definition, these data sources are, by design, explainable and verifiable. These are elements contributing to explainable AI and verifiable AI. For example, if an AI layer combines data coming from the KYC API, the personal finance risk engine, and the latest rules extracted from the regulatory framework documents, not only are most of the decision engine's building blocks already available as APIs, but secondly, the explainability can be proven and certified by auditors in a much trivial way. The laggers are led by people who think API is just an information technology thing. The same kind of people missed the decisive nature of having a website when the mobile internet took off. Startups and SMEs opt for the consumption and production of APIs because it is the cheapest, fastest, and most sustainable way to go when you build a digital native business. Any architect will tell you that a sustainable and scalable system, having a good return on investment, is designed and constructed with some APIs in the foundations. Finally, amateurs or independent IT developers are very important yet undervalued customers. These are the ones creating the value of tomorrow. These are your tech fans who make your organic marketing. These may become tomorrow's tech leaders and CTOs that will influence other companies' leadership teams. This is why you need to pay attention to them as well. They will want to create an Instagram for AI avatars and trend the very next day. Shopify understands this very well. This company invests by rewarding its community of developers. Let them innovate for you. How to make good productization of APIs? This question probably deserves a dedicated episode, but I'll finish by sharing a couple of points of advice. First, documentation is the most important thing in the advertisement and the popularity of an API. Description of actions, code examples, and details of the data model characterize the adoptability of an API. Stripe API was extremely well documented, thus dead easy to understand, hence attractive for businesses. It is your product sheet. Secondly, an engineer must be capable of trying your API immediately. Each developer will check the documentation, read code samples, code a simple program from it, run the program, and expect a successful result within 10 minutes. So, if I cannot test your API in 10 minutes, I'll go find another company. Time is money, and I don't want to make my life more complicated than it is. To conclude, artificial intelligence is revolutionizing everything by turning expertise and data into gold. Your APIs serve as the gateway that allows all users to access your business goldmine through conversational AI. And this is why APIs are fundamental to your business. Should you want to know more, I invite you to listen to my podcast episode, Navigating the Future with Generative AI. Part 1, Digital Augmentation.